With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Many winemakers spend a lot of time mulling over and selecting the perfect name to put on their label. But Angela Jacobs of Wine Girl Wine says their name just kind of came at them naturally and they couldn't shake it.
It had never intended to be the winery name in a sense. It was just a nickname I picked up.
People were calling you the wine girl, so we thought...
Pretty much, exactly, yes. I've been doing wine since I was 19, so I got that nickname.
Jacobs says her love of winemaking was also a bit accidental.
I had decided, based on talking with a friend I worked with at an Italian restaurant when I was 19, he was making wine at Columbia Winery, and I was like, that's something you can do? So I decided that's what I wanted to do, and
sure.
So I pursued that ever since.
But she didn't just run out and enroll in viticulture and enology courses.
I had already transferred once, so I stuck with studies at UW, not wanting to transfer down to Davis, and so pretty much studied biochemistry, microbiology, botany, and everything I thought I would need to know.
Sure.
And then I worked with different winemakers all over.
Jacob says they make several delicious varieties, but access is somewhat limited.
We're still pretty much out of our two tasting rooms in Leavenworth and Lake Chelan. We've got a large wine club. You can order online and
that's
it ships overnight, pretty much. We do minimal distribution because we're just always selling out.
Go to winegirlwines.com to learn more or to join their wine club.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.